And succeeding Mr. Burstein in the studio now is Mark Blumenthal, who is the editor and publisher of Pollster.com. Thanks very much for being back with us, Mark.
Great to be here again.
And what about the track record of young people in these primaries that just passed? Did it always stay at a high level?
Well, there's no question that the turnout of 18 to 29-year-olds in the presidential primaries this year was higher than it had been before, certainly higher. There was a study out done by the School of Public Policy at the University of Maryland just this week that looked at 17 primaries where we had an exit poll for both the Democratic and Republican primaries this time and in 2004. And there was an increase from the rate was from 9% to 17%. But what's interesting from the exit polls is that 18 to 30-year-olds were a bigger slice of a bigger pie in those primaries this year. And they were supporting Barack Obama by margins of 20% or more. So there's no question there was an increase.
But I've talked to politicians who say, what do you mean the youth vote? And they will point to Massachusetts, California, New York, where, according to exit polls, young people supported Barack Obama, and states with large student populations. And Senator Clinton won all of those states.
She won those states.
Which is the Democratic politics.
Right. Although Barack Obama is the nominee, and he owes that nomination in large part to caucus states where younger people and more affluent voters turned out. It's interesting. People will say that young people will show up for a caucus, but not an... Well, 8 months ago, no one was saying that about caucuses. I mean, there's this wonderful anecdote of the high command of the Clinton campaign at the Jefferson Jackson Day dinner in Des Moines, looking at all the college students that had come for Obama and saying, these aren't caucus voters. Well, now the conventional wisdom is that students are caucus voters. We'll see what the conventional wisdom looks like in late November.
We're starting to see some polls come out since Senator Clinton left the race and endorsed Senator Obama. What do they show?
There's sort of good news and bad news for both candidates. The good news for Obama is that we're having this sort of amazing, on The Daily Show, they'd call it a pollclipse. Virtually all of these surveys are agreeing that Obama's 4, 5, 6 points ahead of McCain, and that appears to translate into the electoral votes he needs. The bad news for Obama, good news for McCain, is that it could be worse, given the political environment we have on these surveys. George Bush at 29% job approval, his career low or near it, depending on the survey. 84% saying things are headed in the wrong track on the Washington Post ABC poll. So the environment could work even more in Obama's favor.
Any handle on where Senator Clinton's supporters seem to be going
Yes.
for the moment?
Yes. There were three surveys that were released this week by Quinnipiac University in Ohio, Florida, and Pennsylvania. They asked people who had they voted for in the primaries. And they had done another survey in late May. And it was clear that the percentage for Obama went up pretty significantly. It was double-digit gains. But there are still about a third of the Clinton voters in those states who are either for McCain or who are undecided. So there's still some work for Obama to get them back, and I think there'll be a constituency that the McCain campaign goes after as well.
White suburban women.
Yes, I'm for them.
The
NBC Wall Street Journal poll pulled out 100 and some interviews of suburban women and noticed that Obama did not do as well against McCain as Hillary Clinton would have. And that got a lot of attention, drove a lot of stories. If you look at how Obama's doing among white women, all white women, he is either in about the position that Kerry was in at the end of the 2004 campaign, or maybe a little bit better, depending on the survey. So my attitude is that I think that story is a little bit overdone.
Will it come down to independents?
I think they're critical, as they always are. Interesting thing about independents who are divided down the middle. They're not the same people as they were 4 years ago. 4 years ago on the exit poll, in terms of how people feel about the parties, not how they're registered, it split 37-37 Democratic Republican with the rest independent, which was about as high as the Republican number has been in a while. Well, over the last 4 years, a lot of those Republicans have become independents and some of the independents have become Democrats. So if the two candidates split those groups the same way, it'll work in Obama's favor narrowly. But as all things polling, we will see.
It's just a snapshot.
There you go. Got to get...
What's that phrase?
Got to get all the cliches
it's
in.
It's just a snapshot.
I'm happy to be here. It's just a snapshot. Only time will tell.
Thank you. Mark Blumenthal, editor and publisher of Pollster.com.
Thank you.